As president and commander-in-chief, it is my duty to the American people to report that renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Come.
And it's one, two, three.
train. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on the Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Well, come on, brothers, throughout the land, back your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate, send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Kill, kill, kill the police. Kill, kill. soldiers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
For
dead in Ohio.
For
dead in Ohio.
I'm an
important. For dead in Ohio.
Why?
For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
Why?
For dead in Ohio. For dead in
Ohio. Song written by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young about the Kent State shootings back in May 4th, 1970. But we started things off there a little while back ago with some Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood with Summer Wine, released in 1967. And then some Edward Starr with War from 1970. Some Country Joe and the Fish with The Fish Chair and I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die Rag from 1967. Can't play the Woodstock version of that because I'd get in trouble. Chuck called in. Thanks a lot, Chuck. Appreciate it. He was enjoying some of the songs I was playing. He recommended the Fugs. I think that's how you pronounce it, right? Fugs? I think so. Anyway, Garage Band from 1967. They had a song, Kill for Peace. And then Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, which I usually always play around this time. I won't be here next week, and I'll be on vacation the week after, so I tend to play that song, usually in early May or the end of April, in remembrance of the Kent State shootings. All right, that's enough. I'll get off my little soapbox here, but hopefully you enjoyed that set. If you want me to play something, let me know. Give me a call at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Or you can go to the Facebook and just type in Strike the Box Radio Show. You'll find the page in the group, and you can send me a message that way. We always have rock and roll, which is good. Long live rock. That's a hint, for you, you know, a hint.
Distance due to makes plants grow. Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Shining, who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
And now it's time for our week of redo, or as they say in Japan,
やり直す.
Something like that. Is that like a hiccup or a burp at the end?
やり直す.
Okay, well, it's redo, where I take two songs, play them back to back. Sometimes the original, sometimes a cover, a little different type of version. Anyway, let's get on with this week's redo. And when you hear the first song, I thought it was somebody totally different till I looked it up and says, wow, okay, well, it sounded like this person. Anyways, let's go to this week's redo.
I've seen a lot of pretty girls in my time. I never really paid them any mind. And baby, when I saw you, somehow I knew that you were the loving kind. Baby, let me hold your hand. Baby, let me hold your hand. Let me feel it right there, and I'll take you anywhere. If you only let me hold your hand.
Come on, baby.
This week's redo started off by Hoagie Lands. That's right, Hoagie Lands with Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand from 1964 off the Atlantic label. And then the Animals did it a little while later, also in 64, but they called it Baby Let Me Take You Home off the Columbia label. That was their first single released by the Animals. Released in March in 64 by in the UK in August of 64 by in the US. Supposedly the Animals version is taken both from Hoagie Lands and also from Bob Dylan's song Baby Let Me Follow You Down from his 1961 debut LP. So there you go with this week's redo. When I first heard the Hoagie Lands version, at first I thought I was listening to Gary U.S. Bonds, but nope. It's Hoagie Lands, and let me see, do I have it still up here? The backup singers on his version was Sissy Houston, Dee Dee Wark, and Judy Clay. There you go. Anyways, we started things out with some Who with Long Live Rock off the Odds and Sods LP from 1974. For some reason, I always thought Long Live Rock was after Keith Moon had died, but obviously not. I was mistaken. The Beatles with Rain from 1966, the mono version, followed by the Velvet Underground, Who Loves the Sun? 1970 off the Loaded LP, and who doesn't love the sun? It's trying, folks, it's trying. Collectors with Don't Want to Lose You by request. As I said, our redo was Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand or Baby Let Me Take You Home. Hoagie Lands and the Animals. So let me get back to the music because we don't have a lot of time left, and I got more tunes to play. You listen to Chris and Strike the Box. WMFO and Mifid 1.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
That's right. If someone so convinced and just too cool. Oh no, no, no. I wish I could touch you again. I wish I could still call you friend. I'd give anything. When someone said count your blessings now, for they're long gone, I guess I just didn't know how. I was all wrong, they knew better. Still you said forever and ever. Who keep you locked in my head until we meet again. Until we meet again. And I won't forget you, my friend. What happened?
TV, or go to the racetrack and bet on summer out here in the days of the war. But the Red Sox are winning.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Oh, you know what that music means. That means I gotta collect my CDs and LPs and get on out of here. My time is up. Haley's coming up next. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be here for a couple weeks. I got to work and I got some vacation coming up. I'll let you know when I'm back. Maybe I might do a fill-in if I can. Keep checking out the Strike the Box radio show page on Facebook or group. And that way you'll know whether I'm on the air or not. Work's got me pretty busy these last few weeks, so keep tuning in eventually. And if I haven't posted, then post something and say, hey, where are you? All right, who we play there? We started off with some... we started things off with the Rolling Stones with Hang Fire off the Tattoo You LP, 1981. I can remember going in town to Strawberries, buying that LP. I think I bought that. And Devo, Time Out for Fun. Was it Time Out for Fun? I can't even remember. Wow. Anyways, it was at Strawberries. Pink, by request, Who Knew? From the I'm Not Dead.
I'm Not Dead Yet.
From 2006. Earth Opera, Them Hippies. From Massachusetts, I think. Red Sox Are Winning. From the Earth Opera LP, 1968. Bunch of hippies, smelly hippies. Anyways, Bill Kelly had requested that, so Bill Kelly makes requests, I gotta play it. And some Ramones was 53rd and 3rd off of the Ramones LP from 1976. Kind of a sad song if you really listen to the lyrics. I'm not going to get into it. Let's just Google it. Ramones, 53rd and 3rd. So that's it for me. Haley's coming up. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe out there. Sun, I think, has gone back into the clouds. But hopefully by the time I come back on Strike the Box, we'll be full-fledged hot spring. Knocking on the door for summer. Take care, everybody. Got a couple more songs coming up. How could I not have a show without any Devo? That's coming up next. Thanks, everybody. Take care of yourselves. And keep checking out the Strike the Box Radio Show page on Facebook. I'll post in the archive and playlist later this afternoon.
That was Devo. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. My name is Haley. Thank you, Chris, for a wonderful show. I'm going to get started, but I just wanted to say hello. Hope you enjoy the music. This is Sylvanesso.
There is freedom without. You try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Many battles I lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, hey now, when the world possessions are causing the suspicion that there's no proof. In the paper today, tears of war in the West, but you turn right over to the TV.